You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. Again, two pretty interesting guests, to say the least. I always like having unusual guests on in the sense of trying to go regional a little bit to get a feel, flavor for what's happening in different parts of the country. That's certainly what we got with Bill Crawford, who is the CEO of United Financial Bancorp. Interesting to hear their story of mergers, and I keep bringing this up, but one of the reasons why big banks are out of favor is because they can't get any bigger, and most of the focus on regulatory issues has been on the big banks, too big to fail. Congress doesn't like them. You know, no one likes these guys. But I think the thing is that you have to keep in mind there are opportunities within the financial markets, within the financial sector, and that is on the lower end, the smaller banks. And Bill specifically said, look, there's a group under $50 billion, which, you know, they're not the SIFI, I forget what that acronym stands for, but they're not the significantly important financial institutions that gets the extra regulatory push from Congress and from the government. But and then there's another group that's $10 billion and less. And I think regulators take a look at these guys and want them to get up bigger because they realize a lot of the burdens of the cost of compliance and regulations need for them to get bigger so they can spread that out over larger amounts of assets that are giving them returns. So that said, interesting story that Bill had to tell about their merger of equals. And I want to just say, when you're looking at things, and it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a company, a bank, even small group assignments, the key is being able to compromise with the individuals that you have to work with to bring about harmony so that you can move forward together. And that's not the easiest thing to do. And clearly, Crawford had a great handle on how to do that, how to manage that process of a merger of equals. And that's what's exciting about what they're doing. You know, they're in kind of not the old school per se financial services industry, but really financial advisory, mortgages, businesses. That's interesting. They're also looking to clearly expand their business and, you know, work with partners, maybe take over another buyout, another small financial institution. So what I would say is keep an eye on this company. They're going to continue to grow in the Northeast and continue to accumulate smaller firms because they can, unlike the larger banks that are out there. And that's important to keep in mind. Fascinating to hear that their clients are saying what we do here on a national scale is, you know, how do we get the economy moving? How do we grow things? That's what they're, you know, up against. They want to increase their sales. They likely would like to increase their employment levels, but they just don't feel very confident in this slow growth environment that we've been in since the Great Recession. And that doesn't surprise me at all. But Bill, what he said, one of the things that he said was he loves the energy story, but also he loves, you know, for getting the economy moving forward, please don't do any more harm, Washington, D.C., you know, no new regulations. And the sad part about that is, and here's the point I want to make really quickly about this, is that's precisely what Washington, D.C., specifically the EPA, is doing right now. They're throwing a ton more regulations on the energy sector, and that's going to change that group significantly. They have to adjust. Yes, some of it will be good, clearly about reducing CO2 emissions, but it's going to create upheaval, and that's not good if you're trying to, you know, make a decision about adding workers. You're not going to do it if you're uncertain about the future. So that's a problem, and I just want to make sure I pointed that out. Now, switching gears a little bit to Art Hogan from Wunderlich Securities. Art helped us break down what's going in the markets right now. Fascinating that he liked, you know, when we asked him, like, you know, at the end of the conversation, I said, well, what are your favorite sectors? One of the sectors he liked was financials. And that's why this dovetailed so well. I didn't know he was going to say that, by the way. But that's why this thing dovetailed so well, having the guy from UBNK on and then Art. Not that this is like a big promotion for UBNK. It isn't. But it's just fascinating that Art picked that sector, along with consumer discretionary and energy. Again, consistent theme there of places to invest over the next 12 to 18 months. So Fascinating to hear that. Really important to understand. These are dominant themes that we see in the financial markets overall. Also, you know, we asked the same question, Art. You know, what are your clients asking you about? And primarily, they're like, what can upset this market? And Art said, their response has been, look, bull markets don't die of old age. They die because of two things happening. One is a recession, clearly. And the other one is, you know, policy missteps. And I think that's important for people to know as we remain focused intently on what the Federal Reserve is doing and Janet Yellen's doing and how they navigate the end of quantitative easing as they, you know, move out of that extraordinary measures into a more normalized monetary policy. How do they do that? How well are they going to do it? How will new members who are coming onto the board, like Fisher, are going to change that? So we'll see what happens there. I think it'll be challenging to continue to invest at these levels, but I do like the fact that Art brought up, as I asked him previous to the show, I said, hey, look, let me know if you see any period in time that was similar to what we're experiencing now, because it's always hard to kind of figure out, has this ever happened before? And the fact is, it did. And it's perfect because he brought up 1987 and 1989, and he talked about that one article he read in 1989 about how difficult things were and how it's tough to invest and, you know, the VIX has never been this low and so on. The reason why it's perfect is because 1987 was the crash and burn, right? So we had this really bad event that occurred, and therefore that totally shaded the way that investors looked at how do I keep my capital, how do I invest in this very, very uncertain environment. It's so analogous to what happened just in 2008 with the financial crisis and the Great Recession. So wonderful point brought up by Art, and I think he was smack on the money when he said, look, we can continue to see the stock market grow despite the fact that we've gone through these horrendous times. All right, with that in mind, I'm going to turn to next week just really quickly. We're going to get Greg Valliere back on. We're also going to get, I hope to get Kevin Albert, who is part of Pantheon, which is a PE firm. They're a fascinating company. We'll see what is going on with them. And finally, we get the World Cup to start. So I predict that the United States will do better than most people are thinking, because most people are thinking they're going to be out in the first round. So I think they're going to win a game. I really like the way their coaches got these guys prepared and the way that they're playing right now. They are going to be the surprise of the World Cup, and you heard it here first. That's it for me, Andy Bush. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be back again next Friday at noon in the West, 3 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll have more insights and discussions then.